Next item on the agenda, item number 16, amendments to 4VAC 201040 pertaining to crabbing license. Mr. Travelstad.
This is a proposal to establish a control date for the future management of the blue crab resource. Control date is a new term, I think, to this commission, but in reality, it's a tool that is used widely in fishery management, particularly at the federal level, where they make use of limited entry programs fairly significantly. A control date is nothing more, if you will, than an end date, beyond which you will not consider an individual's participation in a fishery. So at some time in the future, should you decide to further limit entry in the crab fishery, the control date says you're going to look at individuals' participation in the fishery for some period of time, but not later than that control date. And so if you adopted individuals who might enter the crab fishery after that date, and we're proposing December 17th of last year, there will be no guarantee that they will be allowed to participate in the fishery in the future. Also, should you decide to further limit entry in the fishery, a control date also suggests that you will look at an individual's harvesting history in the fishery back into time, but no more recently than the control date. And that's all it does.
The line in the sand.
It's a tool to allow future efforts to limit entry to be effective. If you don't have control dates, the minute you start to talk about further limits on entry, people immediately respond by trying to improve their history in the fishery, and they go out crabbing so that they can show on the records that they have participated in the fishery. And so you suddenly add more people to the fishery, or potentially add more people to the fishery that you otherwise would want to prevent from being in the fishery. So that's, with that in mind, and given the status of the resource, which you're going to hear a lot more about in a few minutes, we think the control date is warranted and that December 17th is the right date to choose. And should you decide to adopt it today, we will send a letter to every licensed crabber in the state advising them of the existence of the control date and what we think it means at this point.
Any questions of Jack and staff, Mr. Bowden and Mr. Robbins?
Which I'm in this situation, which really doesn't matter much because I doubt I'll ever do it. Right now you have a lot of people who have crab dredge permits that are not buying licenses because under our previous regulation several years ago, you removed the requirement to have license and crab every year. How does that figure into the control date? If you have a permit before then, are you still eligible to dredge, or?
You can't. I can't tell you how the control date figures in, except to say that if we were to make decisions down the road to further limit in the effort in the crab dredge fishery, it would probably be based on an individual's effort in that fishery. It could be 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but not after December 17th.
But they wouldn't necessarily be excluded because they haven't crabbed in the last 2 years.
They wouldn't necessarily.
As long as they kept their permit in place. And you know, that provision is going to expire before long. You'll have to either be renewed or you have to go back, buy a license and have an effort. But so necessarily, if you do have a permit, you are going to make a control date. But in the future, effort might become a part of it also.
Until you work out the details of a limited entry program, you know, I can't tell you how it will affect existing crab dredgers or potters or whatever.
Well, what I'm saying is it doesn't exclude these people. If they had a permit prior to December 17th.
Setting a control date does not exclude
anybody who already had a permit.
That's right. It doesn't necessarily exclude anyone. Now, if you look at past experience with control dates, it does exclude people who might become licensed as a dredger or a potter right now or later after the control date.
I have no problem with that in the future, but I'm just saying I didn't want people to be excluded because, like I say, that'll ever go dredging. But there are people that I believe will go and probably haven't been there the last 2 or 3 years and they haven't been required to go. I just didn't want to see those people excluded from ever doing it again. And so if they did have a valid permit after December 17th, they're not automatically excluded.
They're not automatically excluded. Those kind of details have to be worked out.
Mr. Robbins.
Steve, just to follow up, what this really does is positions the commission to deal with active effort but also latent effort. And it could be that licensees that have not been active but that held a license are excluded in the future, depending on what the basis is for calculating or for considering basis, that is history of participation. In other words, if a person has been qualified for a permit in the past but has not utilized it and is not dependent on the fishery at this point in time or as of the date of the control date with any recent history, then that may in fact be a basis for decision making. So the control date does provide for that option. It essentially gives the commission a control date, a point in which it can look back in history and consider historical data, that is landings data, effort data, any other data that's required through mandatory reporting, and use that as a basis for decision making. It positions the commission, though, to deal with latent effort, which would otherwise stalk any potential recovery of the stock, and also to deal with active effort. So I would say that there is no assurance that somebody that hasn't been active in the fishery but that held a permit is somehow guaranteed the right of future participation in the fishery if we adopt the control date. However, we have not said yet, and the commission has yet to deliberate what might be an appropriate qualifying period. In other words, the two issues that go hand in hand are the control date and then qualifying period. So at that point, you begin to look back and say, what's an appropriate qualifying period? Is it 1 year? Is it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Recognizing that the impact to the existing participants in the industry is going to be directly proportional to the length of the qualifying period. So you have to, and that's going to be a balance that we'll have to discuss in the future. But this is something that we'll have to thoroughly discuss and examine. But the control date does set a point where we can begin to look back. Jack, I think it's in your assessment you say that knowledge of the date will be particularly important to those who will enter the fishery through license transfer in the future. And I would agree that the communication component of this is critically important because we don't want people that enter the fishery after that control date to make an assumption that they, in other words, if they enter transactionally this week, they do so at their own risk with no assurance that whatever they do this year will be regarded as a or considered as a basis for future participation.
Thank you, Rick.
Exactly.
For the comment. Thanks, Jack. This is a public hearing. Anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, other members of the board. Vernon Haywood from Matthews, Virginia. And as Rick Robbins was saying about the control date, I'm a commercial fisherman, have been all my life. I'm 54 years old. And I would like the commission to take in consideration that with this control date, as long as it goes back a few years, because, like, for instance, I haven't crab potted in the last couple of years. That's because I've done other things that it's been more profitable for me to do. And I'd like in consideration maybe a 5 year back into time for the control date for that, because it's not saying that I won't go crab potting next year, but if you pass the law where if you hadn't done it in the last year or the last 2 years, that would exclude me and probably a lot of other people, because I'm versatile to where I can go to one thing to the other to try to make a living. And I just like the commission to take this in consideration, maybe as much as a 5 year late.
We'll take everything into consideration, but I think the information you're going to hear this afternoon that deals with the amount of effort that's out there will be a predicate and a significant variable as to what we determine can be an acceptable level of effort out there. So
yeah,
I can't promise, but we'll look into it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. If I can just follow up on that, Speedy's point is well made, and it, it gets to the issue of the qualifying period, and that's something that, again, would have to be looked at. I'm sure we would go through the existing data of all the landings histories and see how many people in the current pool would be affected by different qualifying periods. That's a future discussion and analysis.
Further discussion. Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, Mr.
Robbins.
Move to approve staff's recommendation to adopt December 17, 2007 as a control date and to communicate that to the fishing public.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, presentation of the report of the scientific review of Virginia's blue crab management plans and regulations. Good afternoon, Mr. Riley, Deputy Chief.
Good afternoon. We had a very good process that the commission endorsed, and it was the Blue Crab Regulatory Review Committee. There were three meetings held, one in June, one in August, and one in November. All